Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that San Diego has run out of room for unaccompanied alien children entering the United States, up to 1,000 unaccompanied minors who illegally crossed into the United States will soon be housed at California's Long Beach Convention Center. The City Council ruled in a 9-0 unanimous vote, a move that will be fully funded by the federal government. U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Evans, who died on Friday after a crazed man rammed his car into the police, will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda next week. Police released a photo on Monday of a wood-handled knife brandished by 25-year-old Noah Green, who was fatally shot after crashing into the two officers. Video surfaced Tuesday showing the suspect purchasing the knife hours before the attack. Officer Evans was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Police Force and a father of two. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Major League Baseball stepping into politics is quite unusual. Let's get an update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game now will be played at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says Major League Baseball will regret their decision to move the All-Star Game out of his state.
I mean, it's almost comical moving the All-Star Game from a city that's, or a metro area that's 51% African-American to a metro area that's 10% African-American.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Also, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott pointing out that Georgia has 17 days of early voting. Meanwhile, Colorado only has 15.
Governors across the country are joining the call to bar vaccination passports from becoming a requirement. Vaccine passports ultimately mandate travelers to show proof they have been vaccinated for COVID-19 in order to fly on a plane. However, Republicans are shedding light that that is quite the invasion of privacy. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
While the unemployment rate is in decline, there is sentiment growing in America about general job dissatisfaction. It's being reported 26% of Americans plan to look for another job once the pandemic subsides. That's according to a survey conducted by Morning Consultants in March. The dissatisfaction is even higher among the largest generation in American workforce, as 34% of millennials are planning to leave their jobs. That's according to the poll of 2,000 full-time workers. The CDC has new guidelines for cleaning surfaces against COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC has updated its guidelines on disinfecting household surfaces, saying that cleaning with soap and water is enough to keep COVID from spreading in the home. The agency clarified that disinfectants should still be used in indoor settings where there has been a case of the virus in the last 24 hours. Dr. Ashish Jha says it's about time the CDC finally updated its recommendations on this matter. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that it's been clear for months that the coronavirus is spread through the air.
This is why I think clear public health messaging in this pandemic has been so important, and it has not been there. I would say, look, again, the first couple of months confusing, By April, May last year, it was very clear this is airborne. Masks are really important. Good ventilation is important. Outside is better than inside. Surface is not a big deal. I've been repeating that message for close to a year. I think a lot of public health people have. It has been frustrating that that hasn't always come out consistently from our federal officials.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, it seems that the word for the day might well be boycott once again. And when you hear boycott, maybe several things go through your mind. But when you are people of faith, how are we to honor God? How are we to steward our money in such a way that it is an example of godly grace and love? And, of course, this is all coming to the forefront right now with the recent situation with Major League Baseball. Many people up in arms about this. And, right off the bat, it strikes such an endemic chord in all of us, because it's probably one of the first words that we learn as kids, and that's mine. It's mine. And there just seems to be some unfairness that is taking place here with Major League Baseball. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this with Art Allen, founder and president of the Timothy Plan. For more than 25 years, the Timothy Plan has been helping Christians to honor the Lord with investments in a biblically and morally responsible manner. Art is the president and founder of the Timothy Plan, and he's back with us. It's been too long, Art, since you've been back with us, so good to have you here to talk about this. How have you been?
Well, Matt, I've been fine, and hopefully you haven't. You're right, it's been too long.
Yes.
But your opening comment, very interesting, because I just am in the middle of preparing a press release on baseball.
Yeah.
We hold a Timothy Plan quarterly trustees meetings, one of them in the city of one of our money management firms. And in May, we were going to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And I reserved a side-by-side suites, because we have about 60 people attend, at the Texas Rangers-Houston Astros ball game for Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, when they came up with that convoluted woke business of pulling the All-Star game and caving into nonsense, I mean, it used to be, hot dogs, baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet.
Right.
I canceled. I mean, it broke my heart, because we were all looking forward to that game.
Yeah.
But we're not going to participate in that. It would be contrary to everything we stand for.
Well, so, this is
a timely comment.
Yeah, freedom of choice here, Art,
We
have. It's God-given. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, those issues, those important elements that are listed in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, further codified in our Constitution. And look, at all it takes is some weak-kneed people to go along to get along. And this is how you end up where we are right now. And if it continues this way, Art, dare I say, how, you know, where do we go from here? I mean, it's just amazing how this language is being, you know, framed. And I got to tell you, I'm greatly insulted by the president of the United States. I'm not necessarily a Joe Biden fan. I'll say that up front, but only to be a little bit political. And that is that I believe, you know, words matter. And for him to frame this in such a way that this is, he says new Jim Crow laws. What are you talking about? This is absurd. This has us at each other's throats. What Charles Barkley said over the weekend is that, you know, I don't know if you caught that or not, but I thought it was really poignant. It was right on point, exactly what he said. That he said, look, it's his belief. He goes, in my heart, I believe there's a lot of good white people. There's a lot of good, you know, black people out there that want the best for themselves and their families. He says, but the politics has us at each other's throats. They're dividing us so that we can be conquered, so that we can be controlled easier. And this, he's exactly spot on. This is what's happening. And all the manifestation, whether it's Major League Baseball, it's the NBA, it's entertainment, that sort of thing, you know, as people of faith, we have to really make sure now more than ever that how we are stewarding the money that God has given to us, that we do it in a way that elevates one another and elevates God, right?
Oh, amen, brother. In fact, you know, it's beyond politics. This stuff that they're pulling, and they've got an army of writers that write this stuff, and they're really good at word usage, better than we are probably. But it's right out of the Marxist playbook.
Exactly.
You divide and conquer, get people after each other. All this stuff that's going on is right out of the Marxist playbook, and they're trying to take America down.
Well, on the surface, Art, it may seem that their language is right, but see, what we have is we have the power of the Holy Spirit, who is the original word crafter. And even Jesus said that when we're challenged, we're to be still and listen for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to give us the words. And I find myself, when I do that, because I'm trying to be intentional about it, Art, that when I pause and wait for the Holy Spirit to give me the words, then they are effective. That's when walls come down. That's when people are quieted, because just like with Jesus, when Jesus spoke, it was so loaded with the truth. Is it... What kind of response could you possibly have? You either said yes and amen, or you said you walked away with your tail tucked between your legs to think, well, I got to think about that for a while, right?
That's why I love being on your show, man. You're absolutely right. It is crazy. But the problem we have is we don't do what you just said. We kind of, if we do anything at all, and usually it's nothing, you know, we got to get over this doormat Christianity, but we don't have to be obnoxious about it. Leave that to the other side, but we do need to stand.
Yeah. Why are we doing it? But why are we doing that, though, Art? Why is it that we're standing and responding? It's not because if we're doing this for ourselves, then we've missed the point. You know, Jesus just showed us during the Easter season that it's about servanthood. If our heart is connected to service to one another, then look at, you know what? If I'm going to get hit in the teeth and I'm going to get knocked down and, you know, whatever, and I'm going to die on a hill, I want to do it because I was doing it for the service of another, not because of selfish reasons. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, Bill, but unfortunately in today's environment, you know, we are the ones being attacked by a very vicious other side. Yeah. And whether it's you getting hit in the teeth or somebody taking out one of your kids or your wife or family member or whatever it is, we can no longer stand by. And I'm not suggesting pick up arms and go, you know, in a second revolution, although we do need, you know, we had a one-time event that created America, and they're called our founding fathers. Right. We can never do that again, but what we need today is defending fathers. We have to defend this greatest country that God ever called in to existence, America.
Mm. Exactly.
Founded on his principles, and America and Israel are the only two countries that he ever did create, and we have allowed on our watch this thing to go down into the sewer.
Right.
It's because, probably because we've been too distracted by the chasing the unlimited dream, American dream of unlimited prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that's been a trap, and it's kept our eye off the ball. Yeah. Liberty is not free. It must be defended constantly because there have always been a...
Got to go to break. We've got more from Art after this. Stay with
us. About...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service,
they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, so much has been happening with corporate America that it's really opening the eyes, believe it or not, of everyday citizens and realizing, whoa, I had no idea. I had no idea they were so entrenched and entangled with outside forces that were antithetical to my life, the lives of my family, or my country, our society. And they're beginning to realize this. So what, you know, in a sense, what's happening in this chaos that's been created by corporate America, what's happening with Major League Baseball and the Deltas and Coca-Colas and what have you, and this woke culture that's come upon us, is that they are waking us up, Art Ally. Art is the founder and president of the Timothy Plan, by the way, and he remains with us. Art, the eyes of the people are being opened up because of all this craziness that's being thrust upon us. To go, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. What they're doing and the injury that they're causing upon people in the midst of, you know, trying to get out from underneath this pandemic that scared the holy what have you out of people, that it's bad enough you got them masking up, social distancing, washing their hands, and it's kind of a good thing, I guess, some social hygiene. But beyond that, what they have done in terms of, you know, crippling businesses, destroying businesses, it's like an extension of the summer of love that we went through that was all because of love and peace. And, you know, you got $3 billion worth of damage on the cities of America.
Yeah, quotes around that word love for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we're on the front lines of this in corporate America, and corporate America is not our friend in way too many cases.
Right.
But they've always been, or for a long time, pursuing, for lack of a better term, Bill, an unholy agenda.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it has been more covert than it is today. The boldness and just coming out. And in your face, boldness is mm-hmm. incredible. But,
right.
you know, our research on corporate America, we have to do it for who we are.
Right.
For 27 years, man, we know what they're doing beneath the radar. They're
right.
coming out in front of the radar now. They think they have it. I guess I don't
yeah.
understand it.
Well, they're getting covered by the woke culture, by the mainstream media that says this is all, you know, the right thing to do. But when you look at the numbers, Art, as you're seeing, I mean, this is the classic tale of, you know, the tail shaking the dog here. It's a small number of people who are rabble rousing and creating all these issues and costing, you know, in this case, Major League Baseball, Georgia, you know, something like $100 million at a time when they really needed that revenue, right?
You bet.
Yeah.
For the stupidest thing in the world. I mean,
right.
who can be against fair elections, for goodness sakes?
Yeah.
But
the people who are not.
America is, yeah, that's right. But the I think where the problem really lies is this other side is so vicious and our side is so nice that they're just caving. And you're right. We outnumber them, but we mind our own business. We're, you know, I don't care what you do. It's that's your right. But if you come in my face, you know, I'm not going to like it much. And we're going to stand
right.
up against that. But what we do here, Bill, as you know, I'm sure, is we do deep research on what these corporations are doing above and below the radar, and we will not allow our money managers, we're a mutual fund family, first and foremost, biblically based, but we will not allow our money managers to invest in any corporation that is, for lack of a better term, pursuing an unholy agenda. So our shareholders can come and invest with us with the comfort to know they are not going to be aligning with who's become the enemy.
Exactly.
Of us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we launched this, my friends on Wall Street said, "You're nuts." And my wife still says that, by the way. I said, "What do you mean I'm nuts?" They said, "You cannot create an investment platform, a mutual fund platform, that screens out investing in the largest, most profitable companies in the industry and expect to get good investment returns." Well, my response to them, Bill, then is the same as my response today is, if you are a Bible-believing Christian, if you are, obedience trumps performance every single time.
Exactly.
Now, that does not mean, and we've proven over 27 years, you don't have to sacrifice performance to be to align the way you invest the money God's entrusted to you in a biblical way. You don't. We right. get good competitive performance because we got great money managers. We've proven you don't have to own the enemy to do well, and it's kind of stupid even if you do well to own the enemy. I mean, you're funding your own destruction in a way.
Exactly. Well, not to mention, Art, and I'm sure this is the case, if you spoke directly with some of these money managers, is they'd probably tell you, you know, sometimes we get ideas that we don't know where they came from. They come from the throne room of God. You know, if we can be super spiritual about this, because I know this happens. In businesses that I've been involved with where we put God first, there were things that come up that we should never have been, you know, it was an incredible, it was a God-given supernatural idea that was a grand slam. And I'm sure with your money managers, there's ideas, there's strategies, you know, even in, you know, with you that come up that God has deposited into your mind. And you just know, you just go, wow, God, thank you. Because we you know, this is not, I mean, clearly it's not of us. And that's what I've seen happen time and again, that, you know, is one of those things that's kind of hard to talk about. People of faith understand this because they see it in their own lives. But this is what happens with the Timothy plan as well, right?
Oh, you bet, man. Can I make just one comment to your listeners?
Yes.
From my perspective, it is such a pleasure to talk to somebody like Bill that gets it. I mean, he gets it, and man, what a blessing he is to be on the air. And that's an unsolicited commercial, but there are too few. But, you know, on that side of the perspective, God has never wanted, needed, or used a majority ever to accomplish his will. He's just looking for a few faithful people. And
that's, right.
that's the side I want to be on. And I know, Bill, you do too. And you're listening.
Exactly.
Wouldn't
yeah.
be listening if they didn't want to be on that side.
Well, another thing that we want to point out here, Art, well, I got you on. We got a couple minutes left here. But I wanted to, you know, talk about this recent news that revealed that Facebook has over 20 million child sexual abuse images on their website. I mean, here they are. They're canceling people left and right, the former president, but yet it's okay to have sexual abuse images on your website. I mean, this is total hypocrisy.
Well, you know, I was criticized when Facebook went public for refusing to buy any shares, because they've always had an evil bent to them. This thing is, and all of the canceling out people with any kind of values and caving in to communists and pornographers and all the rest. But you're right, it just came out that 20 million child sexual exploitation photos are on Facebook. These perverts are sharing it. They're using Facebook as a platform, and Facebook is just fine with that.
Right.
In fact, Facebook had a hand in stealing this election. I mean, they're using the resources they have to take America down. And why in the world would anybody with any sense of value at all want to invest the money God's entrusted to them in a company like that? But we've got about 800 companies
yes.
like that we will not own. And you don't have to. We've proven you don't have to. But Facebook, man, they're over the top. They've always have been.
Without a doubt. Art, if our listeners want to, you know, be in touch with you, and they've realized from this conversation and this interview that, look, they need to up the game and they need to honor God with their investments, how do they connect with you to get involved with the Timothy Plan?
Very simple, Bill. They can go to the website, timothyplan.com, or they can call us, and you'll have a human being answer the phone, because we are in the service business. Call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. And we will. In fact, if you want to know what you own and can tell us the investment you have.
Historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Industry Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that San Diego has run out of room for unaccompanied alien children entering the United States, up to 1,000 unaccompanied minors who illegally crossed into the United States will soon be housed at California's Long Beach Convention Center. The City Council ruled in a 9-0 unanimous vote, a move that will be fully funded by the federal government. U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Evans, who died on Friday after a crazed man rammed his car into the police, will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda next week. Police released a photo on Monday of a wood-handled knife brandished by 25-year-old Noah Green, who was fatally shot after crashing into the two officers. Video surfaced Tuesday showing the suspect purchasing the knife hours before the attack. Officer Evans was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Police Force and a father of two. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, the legislative body having a hard time sitting down and reasoning together and using some common sense, as Dr. John Lott expressed earlier. And, you know, what happens, we've gone through this before, when the Democrats cannot seem to argue and defend their argument about gun control, then when there is a president in office, he uses his phone, he uses his pen, and we go executive action overload. And this is what seems to be the case and what Joe Biden is looking at, and executive action on gun control. As the Democrats are getting frustrated that they cannot seem to convince enough of the other elected officials, you know, whether it's a filibuster or otherwise, bringing that into play. It's just, okay, well, we can't do it. We can't convince them, so they're not playing fair. So let's go ahead and let's do this by executive order. Well, Michael Hammond is with us. He's the legislative counsel for Gun Owners of America. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, America.
Yes. Hey, let's talk about this executive action pending by the president and what it would look like.
Well, my law professor used to say the thing about common sense is that it's not very common and doesn't usually make a whole lot of sense. If gun control had worked, no one would have died in Boulder. Mm-hmm. The fact is that Colorado had every form of gun control that Joe Biden is now contemplating making national. It had red flag laws. It had a large capacity magazine ban. It had universal background checks, which is the interesting thing, because now Joe Biden is saying, well, we need universal background checks in order to stop Boulder. Well, Boulder had universal background checks, and they didn't work. They didn't block the killer. I could use his name, but I won't. Mm. They didn't stop him from getting a gun. Similarly, background checks didn't stop the Georgia killer from getting a gun. Mm-hmm. And so the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking it's going to produce a different result. The gun control didn't work in Colorado, and it doesn't work if Joe Biden implements it.
Mike, at the very basis of all this is that we've got to go back to, principle one, and that is that human beings in their raw nature can be quite evil. And it doesn't matter how many laws you try to affect here, because what you're doing is you're putting them upon, mostly law-abiding citizens. It's the ones who are the real perpetrators and the violators that you can't control, because you cannot control the hearts of men. And our founding fathers understood this. This is why they believed that the everyday citizen needed to be empowered, not only to protect themselves against a tyrannical government, but protect themselves against one another. Isn't that right?
Yes. The fundamental concept behind the Biden gun control agenda is that to turn the public into sitting ducks on the proposition that murderers will obey the law. Well, murderers wouldn't obey the law. We know in Colorado, in the case of the Aurora movie house shooting, that the killer passed up a movie theater where people were allowed to carry guns because he was afraid he would be shot. He chose a movie theater in right. which he knew there was no one who would shoot back. And the same is true with Kroger Company, which is the parent company of King Super, which was the grocery store in Boulder. Mm-hmm. After working a generation, Gabby Giffords, the head of a major gun control organization, was sufficient to convince the Kroger Company management that it should ban guns in all of its stores, which it did.
Right.
Had there been guns in King Super, 10 people wouldn't have been killed. The reason 10 people were killed was the murderer knew that he could get his 15 minutes of fame and no one would fire back.
How come Gabby Giffords doesn't get any pushback or any responsibility for this? I mean, nothing is mentioned. I mean, you're the first one to mention Gabby Giffords' influence on this grocery chain.
No, I'd say more, and this may be a little cruel, but it's as though she pulled the trigger each time herself in terms of the effect of what she did. The reason newspapers don't publicize things like this is it's not in the interest of the narrative that they're trying to create.
Well, and of course, she's a sympathetic person. I mean, here it was. She was shot herself, and, it's like Brady, and with the Brady laws and that sort of thing. It's like, look, we can have compassion, but let's not lose our intelligence in the process here.
Well, yeah, let's not cause more people to die because of our empathy for her. The fact is that the guy who shot her in the Tucson parking lot, in fact, it passed a Brady check as well. So causing people pass Brady checks doesn't really do any good. As a matter of fact, gun control doesn't do any good. I had a friend, the recent, quote, insurrection, close quote, the Capitol, wasn't the first time someone broken into the Capitol. In 1999, killer shot the police at the metal detector, forced his way into the Capitol, and forced his way into the office of Congressman Tom DeLay, who was the majority whip of the House at the time. My friend and protege was the chief legislative advisor to delay, and he was standing there at the back of the office, and as this guy walks down the corridor, if he took a left turn, he would be standing face-to-face with my friend, and he would be dead. Mm. If he took a right turn, he would be standing face-to-face with Officer Chestnut of the Capitol Hill Police. In fact, he took a right turn, and Chestnut was shot to death. My friend said afterwards that the one thing that kept occurring to him over and over again in the most protected building of the world is, I wish I had
a gun. Exactly. And how many people, that was my question as well, in Boulder, how many of them said that they wish they had a gun? And
a lot of them.
Yeah. I mean, and especially some, you know, approximately, and of course, Boulder's a very liberal city, so as we know. But still, you probably have, I think the estimates were at least a third of the people have concealed carry there.
Yeah.
But maybe we don't know the numbers. We don't know if people just weren't carrying. There was a suggestion that maybe there were people there who carried, but because of the rule not to utilize their gun, that this was a gun-free zone.
Yeah, they were told not to carry one in King Super. It was a gun-free zone.
Right. And what we know time and again is like, look at, first of all, men, and I say men in the general sense, men and women left to their own devices, can be evil, and murder will exist. And the numbers that you need to look at is that whether it's with a gun, a hammer, a blunt force, whatever it is, people are being murdered. And when you consider how often they're murdered with the use of a gun, it's not overly substantial, is it, Mike?
As a matter of fact, of the, quote, gun murders a year, 30,000 people die, most of those die from suicides. Fewer than half of the people who are killed by firearms each year. And if you really want to stop this recurring episode, interestingly, of course, in 1996, Congress passed a law prohibiting guns in the elementary and secondary school in the country. Within a couple of years, there was Columbine.
Yeah.
And since Columbine, there's been nothing but one session after another of copycat killings. If you want to stop these copycat killings, you do two things. You allow people to fire back, and you stop lionizing these killers, putting their yearbook-type color photos in the every newspaper in the country as though they were elected prom king.
Exactly. Mike Hammond is with us. Michael is the Legislative Counsel for Gun Owners of America. And we'll go deeper in our conversation in the next segment. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your veterans tip of the day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, he's the Legislative Council of Gun Owners of America. Mike Hammond is with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Michael, let's put a little bow on what we've been talking about here in terms of, the president's executive action on gun control and the way our elected officials are approaching this deal. I mean, at some point, you bring up an excellent point, is that if we were really doing something of value, you would see where where there were some wins in it. If I might say, progressing in a way that was effective. But it's almost as if it's obvious that some of these things that we're doing are causing more problems than they are solutions.
They absolutely are causing more problems. You had indicated that you were interested in talking about the bump stock litigation,
yes,
which we just won at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati. You may remember that Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms during the Trump administration had decided that it was going to take a grave action on behalf of American safety. And it was going to ban bump stocks. Now, what these were is pieces of plastic and foam rubber, nothing more than inanimate objects. You could perform the same function with a rubber band or with a belt loop of your jeans.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms said, we're going to do something really clever. We're going to say that this inanimate piece of plastic and foam rubber is a machine gun. Now, if it's a machine gun, then my jeans are machine guns, too,
right,
and so is my rubber band. So, but they said it's a machine gun because it makes a semi-automatic, an AR-15, fire faster. Well, hold on a minute. That's not the difference between what is and isn't a machine gun, how fast it fires, particularly if the firing is completely inaccurate, mm-hmm, as a result of a bump stock. What makes something a machine gun is that it fires multiple times with the single pull of a trigger.
Right.
It discharges multiple bullets with a single pull of the trigger, and a bump stock doesn't make a gun do that. So it was just a complete fraudulent proposition, but it set the stage for what Joe Biden might very well have done. That if the piece of plastic is a machine gun because it makes the AR-15 fire faster, then by definition, you could say the AR-15 is a machine gun as well.
Mm-hmm.
You could ban all semi-automatics, or at least make them very, very hard to own, because presumably most of them were made after 1986. So you could make them very, very hard to own, and in fact ban semi-automatics using the same logic.
Yeah.
We brought a suit against the BATF and the Trump administration. That suit sat around in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati for about a year now, and finally it came down with its decision. It said, that's crazy that a piece of plastic is a machine gun. It's not a machine gun, and at this point, the Biden administration has the choice of whether it's going to petition for rehearing en banc, which it would certainly lose, or try to get the Supreme Court, now more conservative with the appointment of Amy Coney Barrett, to review the decision of the Sixth Circuit. If it does that, it may very well find not only are bump stocks legal nationally, but it is cut off of its ability to use executive action in order to go after semi-autos.
Exactly. Well, in terms of the AR, we've gone through this before, with Dianne Feinstein, and we tried it for 10 years. It didn't work.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden, we need another 10 years, I guess, to go through this ludicrous exercise one more time for the sake of show. Because the bump stock thing, as well as I do, this was a concession. This was, okay, we got it. The people are screaming and the emotions are running high, so let's give them something. And that's what the bump stock issue was, right?
Yeah, well, I've been around 40-50 years in the gun issue. And the interesting thing is, every time there's a big shooting like Columbine or Virginia Tech or Newtown or something like that, the people who want to ban the civilian ownership of guns all of a sudden see that they have reached a major, major, quote, tipping point, close quote, and think they have finally reached a point in which they can effectively ban firearms and turn all of America into New York. It never works. In the semi-auto ban in 94, basically the left lost control of the House of Representatives for the first time in a generation, for the first time in my lifetime, because they tried to ban guns. The same with the White House after Columbine and the Senate after Newtown. The strategy never works because people understand that it's not designed to enhance public safety, which it never does. It's designed to enhance the power of the groups that are advocating gun control.
Yeah, as you lay out, history has pointed out that anytime the left has made an aggressive move against gun, for gun control, it's not fared well for them. Although the 2020 election was a bit of anomaly because Joe Biden made it clear that he was going to appoint Beto O'Rourke as the gun czar, and damn right we're coming after your guns, and that this was all part of the narrative. And you've got, 7-8 million people more voting for Joe Biden, is selling a program that the majority of Americans, are not interested in.
Yeah, I would make a couple points to that.
Mm-hmm.
The first point is that Donald Trump, at times, I think foolishly, sort of frittered around with the possibility of gun control. Rush Limbaugh actually said on his program, if Trump continues this, he's going to be a one-term president. The second thing I would say is that Trump didn't lose by 7 million votes. He lost by 23,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Had 23,000 voters switched in Arizona, Michigan, and Georgia, the Electoral College would have flipped the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And all those 7 million people are people in California and New York who were just excess voters who really didn't make any difference, because mm-hmm. it doesn't make any difference whether you carried California by 51% or by 99%.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we know in California, according to Judicial Watch, through their efforts, that California was carrying at least somewhere between 1.5 to 3 million voters that should have been cleaned off their voter rolls, but they weren't interested in doing it, even though they've been directed to.
They were interested in not doing it.
Yes, exactly. More so. Yes, exactly. And to that end, they accomplished that in other states as well. You know, protected this voter base, this make-believe voter base that they've got, and here we are. And of course, it went on steroids with all the mail-in voting that took place.
Yeah, but you'll hear the 7 million lot. You'll never again, after I say it, hear the 23,000. That's number of voters who.
No, you're exactly right. When you said that, I'm going, yeah, exactly. That's it. 23,000 votes difference in those three states. Exactly.
Yeah.
And what was it? Even in Arizona, I think it was around 20,000 votes in Arizona, right?
Yeah. If you'd flipped about 10,000 in each in Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin, a little fewer. If you'd flipped that number of votes, then Trump would have carried the Electoral College, even with the large amount of hanky panky, which I think went on when, for instance, the hack liberal Democrat Pennsylvania Supreme Court decided they were going to throw out the Constitution and throw out the laws.
Exactly. Well, Michael, we appreciate the time. We appreciate you coming on here. Michael is the Legislative Counsel for Gun Owners of America. But as we wrap things up, we got a couple of minutes left here, Michael. What's so frustrating is that, when emotions run high, it seems that, as your professor said about common sense leaves the building. And we really can't reason together in a way that, that would be beneficial for all concerned, understanding that, look, we've got serious issues here, serious issues just from the get-go, regarding the hearts of men.
And the hearts of men are what matter. I the only time I've ever had someone point a gun at my head and begin to pull the trigger was in the District of Columbia, where all guns were banned.
Right, yeah.
But it didn't make any difference to the killer, because he had no problem killing me, which was also a crime.
Wow. Yeah, because, that's the problem. Again, we get back to the deal. You take away the guns from, freedom-loving citizens who are honoring the law, and you empower the lawbreaker all the more, and that seems to be the solid empirical evidence, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Michael, so what do we do? How do we activate? How do we push back on this? Because I know the idea of we the people and a government up for by we the people is slipping through our fingers. It seems almost daily. But we need to really grasp hold whatever we got to do to tie a knot at the bottom of the string and hold on and fight back, don't we?
Yeah, I would urge people to sign on to our website at gunowners.org. That's gunowners, GUNOWNERS.org.
Michael Hammond, Legislative Counsel for Gun Owners of America. Michael, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination.